My name is Graham. I'm continuing the morning music program for another, about 55 minutes. Hope you enjoy it. I'm not going to include a singer of renown for this week, but rather I'm going to have a special section on one of my favourite musical productions. Is it too early for me to play a Christmas song? Oh, surely not, from one looks at the shops and sees the Christmas decorations. So how about this one?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only
Crosby was accompanied by John Scott Trotter's Orchestra in that recording from 1943, I'll Be Home from Christmas, written by three very accomplished and successful songwriters, Kim Gannon, Walter Kent, Buck Ram. And just an indication of their success, Kim Gannon wrote three songs which were nominated for Academy Awards for their best film songs of their year. In 1939, a show called Smiles opened on Broadway. The music for the show was composed by Vincent Humans, lyrics by Walter Donaldson. The next two songs you'll hear are from Smiles.
Thank you. time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, your love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms, clouding the skies of blue. All true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Well, that was a short song, wasn't it, by Al Bowley? You're Driving Me Crazy. Before that, he was the singer on Time of My on My Hands, both songs written by Vincent Newmans for a 1930 show called Smiles. Well, the next recording particularly is an excellent example of how a song can live for a long time with many different sorts of presentations if it's a good song. Here's a great example of it.
Them
Kern wrote the music and Otto Harbeck the lyrics for Smoke Gets in Your Eyes for the New York show Roberta in 1933. The Platters recorded it and their version topped the Australian charts in 1959. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
When did I fall in? Which day? When did I first begin to feel this way? How could the moment pass unfelt, ignored? Where was the blinding flash? Where was the crashing cold? When did I fall in?
A song from Fiorello, her New York show, which was first performed in about 1959. Music by Jerry Bock and lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. When Did I Fall in Love? Sung by the Australian singer Suzanne Johnston. This day in 1950, New Yorkers and visitors to New York were able for the first time to see one of the masterpiece musical productions, Guys and Dolls. Frank Lesser had written a lot of music for various shows and other hip and alley tunes in the 1930s and 40s, but this one was based on a Damon Runyon story. The characters in the story were gamblers, including Sky Masterson and Nathan Detroit, missionaries who did not approve of gambling, notably Sarah Brown and others. The problem for the characters, particularly the gamblers, was that their game was craps, a dice game, where they bet on two dice. But it was not legal, and so they couldn't have a regular venue. It would risk being booked by the police and shut down. So Nathan Detroit, one of the gamblers, had the challenge of finding a venue for the this gambling game. And here's one of the songs that the gamblers sang.
Got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do,
but look at Epitaph, he wins it by a half. according to this here in the telegraph for Paul Revere, I'll bite. I hear his foot's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night. If he calls the horse likes mud, big sex means the horse likes mud. And just a minute, boys, I got the feed box noise. It says the great grandfather was equipoise.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from my handed cap, for that's real sincere.
If he says the horse shows class,
shows class, says the horse shows class.
So make it epitaph, he wins it by a half, according to this here in the telegraph.
Epitaph.
Paul Revere,
I got the horse right here.
That from Guys and Dolls, that was an interesting song, A Fugue for Tin Horns. It was sung by Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Tin Horns, incidentally, gamblers who boasted about their monetary wealth, their success and everything, but they were tin horns, so they exaggerated whatever.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a back. Sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do. A doodle-loo-loo-loo-doo, a doodle-loo-loo-loo-doo. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck. Though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess. Yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Nathan Detroit, whose job it was to organise the crap games, had a fiancée. She'd been his fiancée for 14 years, Miss Adelaide. And she was a singer in a nightclub. And one of the songs which she and the Hotbox Girls sang in their nightclub act was A Bushel and a Peck. The recording that I played was by Doris Day.
Biltmore garage wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've not got a lock on the door, on the chimney. at public school 84.
There's a stock room behind McCluskey's bar, but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout. And things being how they are, the back of the police station's out.
So the Biltmore garage is the spot, but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent floating craft game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fella who can get us there.
Size of your bundle you want to increase,
he'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace
in a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating draft game in New York.
Yes, it's the oldest established permanent.
The oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York. Well, that's sung by the Gamblers, Nicely Johnson, Big Julie, and Nathan Detroit. But they've got to find a venue where they can have this gambling played, and they need $1,000. Sky Masterson is a gambler who will bet on anything, and Nathan Detroit sees an opportunity to win $1,000 betting with Sky Masterson, and that $1,000 could be used to get the site for the gambling. So Nathan Detroit bets Sky Masterson $1,000 that he can't take a missionary who objects to gambling to Havana in Cuba for a meal. Sky Masterson takes that bet and manages to convince the missionary, Sarah, to go to Havana with him for dinner, just for dinner, because he promised her dozens of people to attend, gamblers, to attend one of her mission meetings so that they could be no longer gambling addicts. So off they go, and during the dinner, there's a little bit too much alcohol consumed by Miss Sarah Brown, the missionary.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. If I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Ding, dong.
Missionary Sarah Brown has been taken to Havana in Cuba for dinner so that Sky Masterson can win the $1,000 bet. But, of course, she gets a little bit tipsy, not being used to alcohol, and sings If I Rebel. And the singer was, of course, Doris Day. Well, it's a turning point, really, for four people, because Sky Masterson, Nathan Detroit, Miss Adelaide, and Sarah Brown, the missionary, realise that they are in love when they're back in New York, and this is the song that reflects that uncertainty for them.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart I knew the score, but this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless hate I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore.
Missionary Sarah Brown and gambler Nathan Detroit confess to each other they've never been in love before. That recording was by British and Scottish singers Gary Wilmot and Barb Dixon. Sarah Brown, a missionary, is in a dilemma. She loves Nathan Detroit but doesn't approve of gambling. She seeks advice from her uncle, also a missionary, to help her resolve the dilemma. This is what his response is.
Velvet, I can wish you for the collar of your coat, and fortune smiling all along the way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of you. Standing there, gazing at you, with a sheep's eye and a licorice tooth. Music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair has turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. With a sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry you away.
With the sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry you away.
And the strong arms to carry you.
That's the advice that Sarah's missionary uncle gives her. More I cannot wish you. Bing Crosby and Judd Conlon's chorus sang with John Scott Trotter's orchestra. I hope you found that enjoyable and interesting. A little bit of music and story about the Guys and Dolls production.
The dream, the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, and just be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star.
honor, Paul, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly call. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars, he still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. And the world will be better for this. And covered with scars, he still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
From the 1965 musical Man of La Mancha, Glen Campbell sang The Quest, The Impossible Dream, written by Mitch Lee and Joe Darien.
Thank you.
Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, wrote this wonderful for a New York show called Funny Face in 1927. It was sung by Vaughan DeLeith with the Ernie Golden Orchestra. One of Cole Porter's most successful shows was Anything Goes. The next two songs are from that show.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stockings was looked down as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad. Just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything
goes. The title song from Cole Porter's Anything Goes was sung by Ella Fitzgerald. When it was playing on Broadway in 1934, it was sung by Ethel Merman, who also sang this song.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the Tiber, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the art museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a bello ballad, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa.
I'm a worthless jack, a total wreck, a flop. But a baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the bop. You're like Sarah singing. You're the bop. You're like Yardbird swinging. You're the miner's gong. You're the greatest song that Eckstein ever sung. You're a Moscow view. You're Osaka. You're Lester Young. Yeah. In a downbeat tally, you're the guy who owns Tin Pan Alley. You're Tatum's left hand, a Goodman swing band, a Lena Horn who wants to.
You're the top from Anything Goes, sung by Anita O'Day. Hope you've enjoyed my program today.